No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
This is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. The No Name Nerd is the home for gamers, streamers, and content creators, and we're happy to provide you with this opportunity to learn more tips and tricks to grow your stream, to grow your following, and to succeed at whatever your personal or professional goals are in this digital environment. I'm going to turn things over to Joe now.
What's up, guys? I'm Joe from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. Today we're going to be wrapping up our mental health series by talking about one of, I think, the most important things that we can talk about, and that is responding to crisis in chat. It's so important that we talk about this, but it's one of the toughest things about being a streamer, really. One of the most rewarding parts of being a streamer is building that authentic connection with fans in your chat. Now, a lot of fans enjoy building those connections as well. It can be a lot of fun when we feel, comfortable with each other to talk about our own lives, all that. But unfortunately, sometimes that sort of comfortability can just lead to fans unloading about their personal life, their mental health, and even make threats to their own health, or their own life, or even the lives of others. So, naturally, we need to be prepared for that. And that's something that, you almost hate to talk about, but it's so important. In this episode, we're going to discuss how to make a plan to handle this, what kind of resources to keep on hand, and how to gently handle the situation in the chat. Now, before we dig into all of this, a couple general disclaimers here. First of all, it is worth stating that, generally speaking, streamers are not qualified mental health professionals. I'm going to say it again. Streamers are not qualified mental health professionals. Some things are just best left to the pros, and the mental health and well-being of your community is one of them. Secondly, every stream and every audience are different, so feel free to mix up your approach to find the best fit for you. So one of the most important components to an effective response to mental health situations arising in your chat is to have a plan to respond. Make sure you communicate this plan with every one of your mods, so that you can have a consistent, effective approach, no matter who is around. Make sure your team knows where to find those resources, and how to approach the chatters. We'll go into more detail about those bits in a moment, but, another important point for this is to make sure that you don't forget to discuss with your mod team what worked and what didn't after every time you have an incident. Now, it's also absolutely critical to have commonly needed resources at your fingertips. Now, at minimum, you should have a crisis intervention hotline available. We recommend suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Again, that's suicidepreventionlifeline.org for calls and web messaging, as well as crisistextline.org. Again, that's crisistextline.org for text, WhatsApp, or Messenger conversations. Now, from there, add as many resources as you can think of, focusing especially on your audience demographics. Quick example there. Let's say that your audience tends to attract a lot of LGBT community members. Awesome. But here's the thing, that has its own set of specific needs when it comes to this sort of thing. So if that was my chat, I would probably make sure that I have the information for the Trevor Project on deck as well. If you need help finding resources, check the bot in our pinned posts on the Nerd Health section of our Discord. Remember, it's always better to have more than you need available than to not have what you need in the moment. I would always rather overprepare and not need something, especially like this, than to not have it when I need it. So all this preparation is great, but the biggest impact that you can make comes down to how you respond. Now, every situation is very different, so it's impossible to give you a one-sentence explanation or answer on this, but there's a few universal tips that will help in almost any situation. You've got to be genuine. You've got to be kind. And you've got to be compassionate. You have to actually care. It's not enough to just say, oh, hey, I care about you. Here's some, you know, resources. You have to actually care. But the most important tip I have here is to let them know that you're not a mental health professional and redirect them to a good resource. Now, I said there's, you know, 1,000,005 different ways this can go down, but I'm going to try to give you some words that work here for, you know, some more general scenarios. So these are, of course, merely suggestions. Feel free to adjust your wording to be more authentic to you and to make more sense for your stream. So let's say we've got, you know, just a viewer who's just having a rough day and they're just really just venting a lot, negging out in chat. You know, and we all get that from time to time. This is probably the most common thing that's going to happen, but that can really drag down your stream. So we want to redirect them. So try saying something like this. You know, I'm sorry you're dealing with all that right now. Hopefully the positive vibes we have here will make you feel better. Just relax, try to take your mind off it, and have fun with us. So in this case, we're just trying to get him to, hey, you know what? Yeah, all that stuff sucks, but, you know, just put it out of your mind. Let's all have fun together. And, you know, sometimes that's enough. So let's take it to the next level. For a viewer who's, you know, really dumping heavy stuff on you, or the first example doesn't get them to stop negging out. Try something like this. You know, man, that must be so tough to deal with. You know, I do care about you, but unfortunately, I'm not a mental health professional, so I don't know that I'm really able to help you out. Hey, mods, can you send our friend here some resources to help them out? By the way, if you don't have mods, get some. This is why. You know, stuff like this is why. So you don't have to stop what you're doing in the stream to help. You can have some mods helping you out so that you're able to carry on your stream. You're able to keep playing your game or whatever. You don't have to stop and pull up these resources. So, and to go to a more extreme, and I do truly hope that none of you have to actually deal with it, but I do know friends who have. Let's say we've got a viewer who's experiencing an extreme mental health crisis, including threatening to harm themselves and or others. Maybe try something like this. And you have to be very gentle, but try something like this. Wow, I'm so sorry that you're feeling like that. You know, we love and we care about you, and we want you here for the next stream, too. Unfortunately, I'm not a mental health care professional, but I want to make sure that you get the help that you need. Mods, can we get some crisis resources for our friends here? Now, you know, we could make a 10-part series about more specific examples, but I think these few can be adapted to most situations. Now, if you look at the previous examples, you can see that we were genuine. We were kind and compassionate. And we redirected their attention to where it needed to be, either to just cut loose having fun with us in chat, or, hey, we need to get you some resources. Now, it's very important, and this is so critical that you understand this. It's worth noting that you cannot control their personal situation. All you can really do is show them the genuine kindness that we do, and you point them in the direction to get help. From there, 100% of the outcome of the situation falls upon them. Not you, them. So if you've done all we can do, and we just talked about what we could do, if you've done that, you can rest easy knowing that you have done what you were able to do. These people are not your responsibility, so do not take that burden on your mental health. But hey, kindness is free, right? Now that we can do. You know, one of the hardest things that we encounter as content creators are responding to viewers who come to us with heavy issues. How we respond is key, not only to them, but to our own mental health as well. In this, in this podcast episode, we have discussed creating a response plan, finding resources, and responding to viewers with genuine kindness and compassion while redirecting them to more appropriate resources. Hey, have you dealt with this in your stream? We'd love to hear about your experience. Tell us in the Nerd Health channel on our Discord. Not already a member? Grab the links to our communities at nerdsbelonghere.com. And as always, make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast so you don't miss another tip or trick. And with all that said, thanks for listening. On behalf of the No Name Nerd, I'm Joe. Have a great day, y'all.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our no-name nerd community on to give shout-outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/no-name-nerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Hi, I'm Bounty the VR Viking. Hope you're enjoying the No Name Nerd podcast. I just wanted to give a shout out to virtual reality. If you have not checked out virtual reality yet, definitely go check it out. It can change your life.
Hi, No Name Nerd. This is Cody Codebreaker. I just want to tell you that I've been enjoying your podcast. I've been a longtime member now for a good amount of time. And keep up the good work. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot throughout the time listening to you guys. Keep up the good work. I'll see you guys in a little while.
So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com, and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds, and we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.